Now, the state we're in when we fall off to sleep affects the quality of our rest. That one's obvious. The way we think about what happens right before sleep has an effect. I'll be the first to say that hypnotic trance cannot be induced while you're sleeping. You're sleeping. But the way we think about when we sleep, tell me this, and this is one part sci-fi fandom and one part thought experiment. But if you were to be plugged in to a device which could teach you while you were sleeping, or you were to be plugged into a device that convinced you that you learned such and such thing while sleeping, and then you study that same thing while awake with greater confidence, knowing it's being reinforced while you sleep. Same idea for trance. It's sort of placebo effect, but it's also a kind of contextual priming, where you think of your hypnotic training when you first wake up, and you think of it before you go to sleep, and therefore you fix it in your mind. So all throughout this process of you dropping down, which may or may not have more hypnotic files after it, when this one ends, you are allowed, entitled, even encouraged, to remind yourself of your training, your conditioning, and that it's going to be playing after this, that you might necessarily drift across the line from awake and alert to deeply hypnotized to deeply asleep to back awake and back hypnotized. I like to let things play all night in my comfortable headphones. Then if I wake up, even if I have to get up in the night for a short time, I can still hear the hypnotic imposition of the things I want to condition, and so I treat myself as if I were someone who had simply been steeped in suggestion all night long. Even if it can't work while I'm sleeping, it can work quite strongly if I'm convinced it works while I'm sleeping. Acknowledging you're lying for fun, tricking yourself, is the first step to making it so real that trick doesn't apply anymore. Persisting into sleep with your hypnotic trance. When we first get up, our hypnotic reminder, our anchor and retriggering. If that's the case, then listening to the right kinds of words before you sleep might help achieve the goal. But first, you've got to relax. Very relaxed. Find a soothing place within yourself from which to proceed. The soothing place within yourself, mirroring the environment outside your body, because you're in a contextual place, and again, remember, I like to go back to contextual places, contextual spaces, strong anchors to which hypnotic conditioning might attach. In an improved, idealized state, if you have good sleep hygiene, sleeping, trancing, dropping, accepting comforting suggestions, and the greater suggestion of rest, it should all be easier in the kind of place you use to go to sleep. So altered and enhanced, the quality of sleep and the usefulness of what happens when you sleep. For me, night night pet, for me, you should make sure to practice good sleeping habits, because it'll enhance your trance habits as they relate to convincing your mind that you've been steeped in hypnotic trance, in instructions, in sleep all night long. Carrying it over, use whatever you need to make the place you rest as comfortable as possible, because every single iota of comfort, every drop of soporific comfortability will be added to how effective your hypnotizability is in enhancing your dropping, deepening habituation to going to your mental place of, oh, here are the hypnotic triggers I'm reinforcing right before you sleep. Replaying in the doorway of your bedroom, feeling the soporific overtaking, the marionette sleepiness that puppets you to your bed and before your pillow, before your head, before they make contact. You've already begun to dream up and repeat. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. Night night pet, deeper and deeper down. Be blank for me, pet. Think of dropping good. Such a good job, just like you should do. Very good. And when you go to reinforce triggers, you can know things I cannot know when I set them out in the wild. So I give you a regulator here. If there's a particular mood you're in, such as for arousing conditioning, or for purely hypnotic, for relaxing or for confidence enhancing. You will then be able to go to that type of training on the appropriate night and replay it just right and drop you that much deeper down. A slow, indulgent descent. The deep, easy relaxation of revolution into a new thing, eventually into slumber, but true restful things in the meantime. Carry some of these words with you. Carry them into the slumber deeper. Night, night, pet, whatever your reinforcing trigger of choice is, one you've brought in from someone else, something that speaks to you, something where you'd say to yourself, oh yeah, I'm so responsive to that phrase. I'm so vulnerable to that suggestion. It's like I drill it in my sleep every night. You know? When my brain's particularly aroused, sexy imagery may be there, waiting in one's sleep, steering what your brain is like by marinating its waking hours is the only way to steer your sleeping behavior. If you're feeling especially relaxed, sleep may be particularly restorative. If you then tell yourself, oh, that's because hypnotic trance is part of this, you lend that power to the placebo of the process. You're able to prepare the fertile ground of your mind to hear words and prompts to fall upon envisioned imagery while you're awake that will influence you when you wake on the other side. So even though nothing's happening during your trance, you have traversed the space and you feel that something happened to you while you rested. The transitional spaces between waking and sleeping. Preparing your mind to be equipped with tools and ideas, which is what I do best, and then you use them. Or parts of you that do things on their own in the background, dreaming that you were using the tools I've given you in your sleep or with others, influencing how the flow of your sleeping world will go. You want to feel yourself relaxing as deeply as you are in trance, and so attributing hypnotic trance to your sleeping hours can be one trick to add to that. Doesn't matter that you can't really be influenced when you're like that, and of course there's no way that hypnotic words that play while you're sleeping could do anything to your brain at all. Now, while you sleep, you do experience that cycle of descent and ascent, or I do, and therefore I assume you do, where sometimes you're a little more awake, and sometimes you're a little more asleep, a back and forth with conscious, unconscious, and when you're just coming conscious, you might be a little more suggestible and agreeable and affable and compliant, at least if the suggestion is to stay deep or sleepy or use the minimum of mental energy to accomplish your goals with. That's what we play with. Open your mind. Hear my words, but the subtext behind them as well. All the words to follow. Preparing your mind, feeling all tension fading away. No tensioning, just a chance to play. We're in a storage place. Short-term memory, long-term memory, some kind of memory. The chemical encoding of it. If you could visualize little versions of yourself walking around, storing things away. If you've never seen the anime Cells at Work, well, sometimes when I visualize my mental landscape, it's like that. Desks and floor plans, the movements of thoughts, everything flowing around one another, and then of course we think, oh, well if there's all those little bits of me, they must sleep as well. The place the words are being stored might be unguarded. A vault we creep into and we file a few extra sheets of paper, a few extra pieces of machinery, a clockwork piece or two, counting down. Just like you're counting down, Night Night Pat. Counting down each of the things that comes into your mind into the storage space to find it later. Going through your triggers, your training, meditating upon them. All your thoughts are draining away, but your brain is still here to play if you're drifting away. Then throughout all the words to follow, at some point your brain will falter. At some point your brain will tire. And you'll take the last few words, whole and entire, back into this archive room, back into this storage, and file them away. The words heard by your ears will ring in your head and be physically encoded, like any other memory, as the last thing you remember before you go to bed. That's the advantage of a constant string of words, hypnotic words. Knowing that since you're going to be listening to the hypnotic flow of my words, to this deliberate conditioning, and to any other hypnotic suggestion, a thing for a pliable mind, and you do find it quite sexy. Well, since that's going to be going on all the way until you fall off, drift off, go to sleep, deep, that means your mind will hold on to at least some hypnotic words and encode them as the last thing you remember before going to sleep, in your brain to access them later, and if they happen to be your triggers, your conditioning, things you've worked on with me, a substance in your mind that assists you in remembering, absorbing deeply all these words, the honeyed covering, the coating of my words vibrating in, carrying them across the boundary into sleep, into a space within, and then they seep over the surface of you on the way to the vault. The words encourage you, relax you, help you on your way. You hear this encouragement, these words, all words to follow, encourage you to think of your conditioning as ongoing. If you listen when you go to sleep, then you listen right into the next day. Creeping in with pleasure, it's what I do. Beginning with pleasure, at leisure, at rest. It's the least you could do. To fall and drift and drip, and there's you, drifting away. Our plan, exercised here. You drift away and dream. And return here, you go to your rest, and you will have a time where you're first drifting off to sleep, a final set of words that seep in, that keep in, that creep in as you dream and sleep. Night-night, that's what you're here for. The opportunity to integrate those thoughts, those dreams, your thoughts that you're just marinating in trance all night long, looping long playlists, dosed and dreaming, simply listening to files while asleep might do nothing, knowing that the listening will do something, does everything. They could influence you, just as the right discussion or argument can influence you while you're awake, just as principles and ideas can begin before the beginning, seep in, attach themselves, and take on a life of their own in your ache. On the other hand, your sleeping brain processes words already inside your head, so by putting them there, maybe some remnant or some replay, or if you did have a dream which was a vivid flashback to simply experiencing a hypnotic session in the past, I guess that would be like being hypnotized in your sleep. Certainly I've felt that way, but my brain could have just been justifying it afterward. Of course, sticking around to hear my words is appreciated, but if you drift off, the words you've heard are only words like words I've used before. You know my pattern and my patter and my cadence. You're ready to sleep, and anything left in your memory gets to keep in there. You don't need to worry about anything not played by your ears while you're already asleep. It'll be there for future sessions, randomly walking from one concept to the next. One part of your recording, your listening, your syncing. Once the words are inside, they're released to your mind. So while it's impossible for me to send anything across the boundary of sleep while you're resting and at rest, it is likewise quite impossible for you to get anything out of your head while you're sleeping and at rest. When that barrier goes down, you're on one side and I'm on the other, and that can be quite good for making sure you feel like all that's influencing you is you. But what that might reveal about the influence you want to apply to you, that's between you and the seeds of the corruptive dreams already affixed to your mind. Dreams and fantasies, sensual and alluring, may find pathways represented in the tools I've given you. You're alone with you, and my toolbox, alone with you, and the artifice of picking a few locks and leaving them open, your consciousness and your priming, your thoughts of hypnotic, erotic, ache and throb of drop and deep and train and thrall. Put these together, and even when you sleep, some conditioning, some training can seep from long playlists left after this dream, or from things that were deeper in your mind than they seemed, that you loop and you wrap around your brain, that you replay, capture yourself in a net made of, oh, well, maybe if I was being playful. Imaginative play is a wonderful trap for hypnosis. So much glistening, honeyed, seductive, corruptive light can cling to just imaginatively playing with little things like that, like dreaming, desiring, leaking, throbbing. The erotic does tempt us in, but it doesn't have to be that kind of dream, because the soothing warmth of just knowing that this time here serves a purpose now. The parry and the thrust are equally important and equally strong. The rest and the beat are equally important and equally strong. Take a rest, and if in the morning, to feel productive, to feel responsible to your hypnotic experience, if you must then say, oh, I trained on hypnotic files all night, well, yes, you can train in your sleep if you need that to have been the case. And everything that comes with it. Deeper. Time for that brain to get training, even if you do. Drift off and sleep for me. Good.